views expressed in this broadcast are those of the host and guests, not of those who are members of this site and or any wrestling promotions.
For more information on this broadcast, please contact the show's creator.
This is the Talk Wrestling Radio Network.
This is the Talk Wrestling Radio Network. All the wrestling with none of the ego.
The opinions you love. The history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio. News, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Tuesday night, April 25th, 2017, episode 499 of The Rant is officially live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media.
Hello everybody, Double A here, and welcome to the pilot edition of a podcast that just doesn't have a name yet, and I'm sure sooner or later I'll think of something. These podcasts pretty much are going to consist of me ranting and raving about something that I probably don't like in wrestling, or something that just doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah, Ed, we've got a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Caller?
Hello?
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, well.
Hello, caller.
Is this The Rant?
This is the Rant. You're live on the air.
Oh, you guys, this is my favorite internet wrestling show. You guys don't know. I listen every week.
Thank you. How old are you?
I'm 47.
47? Well done. 47. Old wrestling.
Okay.
47.
Okay. 47.
What do you want to talk about?
Oh, we could talk about anything.
Anything. What are you wearing?
Anything.
Give me your name again. What's your name?
My name is Double A. But the point is,
Double A. Well, Arn Anderson would take offense to that. Double A. Let me ask a question to all the wrestling fans out there. What was long and hard on Double A? It was called third grade. So go ahead.
No, but the thing is, I'm not asking this in a disrespectful aspect. The thing is,
it sounded disrespectful. But that's
But that's the thing.
If you're hungry, you'll think that's a $75 steak. You go about 3 or 4 days without eating, and you say, "King, I ain't eating in about a week. Can I come down there and have some steak with you?"
No, but that's
the
thing.
You'll slaughter that shit up like it's a $75 steak if I have you down.
I understand that. But no, but the thing that... I probably didn't explain myself.
What's Double A stand for? Arrogant asshole?
Well, that would be with an E, wouldn't it? But anyways, but still.
Now he's giving spelling lessons.
But anyways...
The third grade dropout's giving spelling lessons now. You gotta love that.
Join us next Tuesday night, episode 500 of The Rant, live right here on the... Oh, hold on. Let me put my party hat on. Give me a second here. I'm going to put on my tap shoes too because I'm going to do a little jig. Hold on. Stretching my arms. You know, after doing the show for this long, you know, the old joints, they get stiff sometimes, you know? Oh, let's see here. All right. Stretch out the old legs. All right. One more deep breath. Hold on. Tuesday night, May 2nd, 2017, episode 500 of The Rant is officially L-I-V-E live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media at rantemradio.com. For the 500th time, we welcome you to a show that started as nothing. And here we are live again, bringing you, well, just another show about nothing. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
We're also being joined by a man who, you know, has probably been on the air longer than most of my co-hosts, Surfer.
Good evening.
And we've also got Dr. Doom on the other side of the room.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, my God, it's 500 episodes. Oh, my back.
Is that more or less than 400?
We're not going to start there. We're not going to start there. Oh, man. 500. Can't believe it. It's hard for me to fathom that I've done 500 of these things.
Are you ready to retire?
Yeah, I'm going to retire right now. Let me put my headset down and you guys do whatever you want for the next 3 hours. Or two and a half, whatever.
There you go.
Oh, man. But yes, you know, that opening took a little trip back in time to some random moments on the show, you know. Double A getting sliced and diced by Kenny Bolin and a few other moments there. But, oh, man, just rewinding back and forth through the history, let me tell you. Well, what can I say, folks? What can I say? I'm speechless for the first time. You know, or not for the first time, but I'm like, I don't know what
I'm
to say.
Shocked that you didn't have that this moment in the at the beginning.
Oh well, you know, we can just let me see here. Let me see, where are my drops? We can, you know, play something like.
Now a neighbor had said that they heard a noise in the apartment before the body was discovered.
Hold on. That's not it. Wait a minute, where is it? Give me a second. There we go.
Double A!
What? Don't scream.
Why are you
don't scream.
Like your voice
don't
is
scream. Don't scream.
In Torres, the black man on Nicaraguan.
That's not black.
Yeah, that's not black.
In Torres is Nicaraguan.
That has nothing to do with black, though. That has nothing to do with... That's... Wait a minute. Stop. One second. Hold it. Stop. Let me address this. Stop. Let me address this. That is not black, Miss Eddie. That is Nicaraguan.
I'm trying to spell the word for you.
But it
is.
Hold it.
Type it in a private
but wait a minute.
Try to pronounce it.
That does not. That does not. Stop. Wait a minute.
Nicaraguan.
Don't. Stop. Unbelievable.
Good times.
Boston Red Sox fan, at least.
Oh man. You know, too many moments like that, you know, that have happened on this show. Too many, man. Too many. Of course, there's...
Start going down memory lane.
Oh, please, we can... You want to go down memory lane? M-Star got a hold of me one time.
This is with a this. Rant Rewind.
That's what I said to you, though. It's something so you can identify the audience better and get over. and actually work the mic as opposed to his gimmick of a Jamaican.
Yep, after doing a little research, he was born in Ghana, West Africa, which is in the Caribbean. He was born in Ghana, West Africa, but...
Yeah, well, that's not the Caribbean, though, or the Caribbean.
It's not in the Caribbean? I thought it is.
Ghana, West Africa.
And?
Africa. Yeah, where's the Caribbean?
I thought it was in the Caribbean.
No, well, Africa's not in the Caribbean.
But I thought there was a small portion in the Caribbean.
No! Ghana is the west coast of Africa.
This is why I failed geography.
There's a big piece of water in the way called the Atlantic Ocean.
All right, okay. But anyways, he was born in Ghana, and he migrated to the United States when he was a baby, and he was born in, or he was raised in Massachusetts.
Wow.
What? What's so funny?
That was impressive. Yeah, it hurt.
Did I say a funny?
You just don't know where Africa is.
I know where Africa is, but I'm just...
Okay, well...
Africa is close to the Caribbean, ain't it?
I guess not. No.
It's right next. Zamunda close to the Caribbean?
Sure,
right?
Knows, man. Who knows?
You mean Wakanda, right?
No, Zamunda. Prince Joffrey, King Joffrey Joffrey.
Oh.
Zamunda and Wakanda, they're sister countries.
Anyways.
You there?
Anyways.
Didn't I and the King of Bacon come from this show?
I created it. Many people go around claiming to be the creator. I'm the creator, though.
You are the Little Richard of this network. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh,
I'm saying that because you know Little Richard take credit for creating everything.
You know, if I could go back to about, ooh, let's see, that would probably be around what, episode 300 and something? 310 maybe? 312? Maybe somewhere in that neighborhood? Maybe somewhere in the late 200s? If I could have had the, you know, option of not picking up the phone that day, probably I would not have picked up the phone.
Oh, you talking about creating the personality? Giving birth? You gave birth to that person?
You know, a lot of people... You know, a lot of people.
Go back to that night, Double A, you would have kept your legs closed.
A lot of women say that one of the hardest things you could go through in life is giving birth, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Trust me, this has been no different on this show. All right.
I think I'd rather give birth
at this point. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. Oh man! Well, what do I say? What can I say? What do you want me to tell you, huh?
This Grand Central Station, all these personalities you've seen come and go through this tinker shop.
From the very beginning all the way down to just a few months ago, I've seen so many people walk through the door. You know, we're talking 10 years now. Okay, now we're coming up, and July is going to be the 10th anniversary of this show. I've seen people come, go, return, argue, fight, this, that, forgive, cry, this, that, laugh, die, all these things. What's next? When is one of the people that I encounter through my sojourns producing this show... Somebody's going to become president or something.
Or they're going to have a scandal that hits the major news.
Exactly.
A few suggestions that might happen.
When is one of my people going to make a public spectacle of themselves? You know, Surfer.
Yes.
It'll have to be you.
Nah.
Yeah, he is the elder statesman.
You're the elder statesman. You're going to have to make a scandal one day when they don't give you your mashed potatoes at KFC.
on the day we take the rant public, that's when all the stuff, the skeletons gonna come out the closet.
Exactly. Jesus.
We gotta go public.
Anyways, we are live, rantemradio.com, and of course, this is not the only place we've been live. We've broadcasted on 5 other networks over the last 10 years. And, you know, this, of course, now is our home. We're the flagship on this network, obviously. There's a reason why the network is named The Rant, or Rant AM Radio, I should say. The mothership, as Lee used to say.
If you will.
If you will. But, you know, we come from very
humble beginnings.
Humble beginnings. Let me tell you, those days were beleaguered. They were bleak. They were, you know, what I thought never would amount to anything. When I tell you that this was a 3.5-minute show that aired on MySpace of all places, I'm not kidding.
Man.
Okay? And I'm sure if you go and you dig around hard enough, I mean, like, really, you got to dig around. I'm sure those MySpace pages are still there somewhere.
Yep.
And they're still up and running.
I forgot my login for MySpace.
So, you know.
I don't know it. You can't see me. Anyway.
Exactly. I'm sure if you just did somebody, if you got time and you feel like killing an afternoon, go around, find all the postings and everything from when the show premiered. And, you know, because let me tell you, very, very humble starts. You know, we did the first show, or I did the first show, and that was it. There was no other show for 3 more weeks, you know, and I did the first show on a whim. I didn't do it because I said I'm going to get into podcasting. No, I did it on a whim. I did it on a whim and with a $10 microphone.
Yeah, you came from, you know, a little mom and pop upbringing of your show.
Oh, you know, not even a headset. You know, one of those big wand microphones that the computers used to come with?
Yeah.
One of those jobs. That's what the first show was recorded on. And
you live next door to Archie Bunker, and then you moved up.
I moved on up to the east side, exactly.
Yep.
You know, we've from there, you know, the show went started getting a little bit longer. We went from 3.5 minutes to 20 minutes to half an hour, and look at this mess that Sankara is dressed in. But we went from there. We eventually went live on NowLive.com, which no longer exists. Those shows, now I went back, I looked in the, I looked back to see what all is available, you know. And, of course, you have to dig around, you have to look. But of the last 500 shows, 415 of them are available online. So the first 80-something shows are not available for download. They're not online. You can't download them. You can't access them. But from about 85, 86 forward, they're all there. So if you need something to listen to, hey, they're all there, guys.
So the other ones are just lost.
No, I have the files. They're just not available online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You have them in your vault.
I have them in the vault, exactly.
The Disney vaults.
You know?
Vault Disney head.
I have a feeling that this is not Gamora.
Song of the South.
They're right next to Song of the South.
Uncle Remus's overalls.
Then when we were unceremoniously kicked off our off Now Live, that's where we ended up on Blog Talk Radio. And it was on Blog Talk Radio where, you know, I discovered William Morgan. He was the first one. And from William Morgan came Surfer.
You didn't discover me.
I found you. I unearthed you.
You don't remember how we first talked to each other.
Of course I do. You called into the show.
No, it wasn't your show.
I know. It was somebody else's show. But
wait a minute. How did you guys first meet?
It was on somebody else's show.
A chance encounter?
No. And when I tried to correct this other person's show, which, by the way, those are also available for download. You can look for those. But when I tried to correct this other person's show, there was Surfer hobnobbing. And lo and behold, somewhere in the vicinity of, like, episode, I want to say 92 is when Surfer made his first call into the show.
I was bored.
92. Okay.
So you didn't go get Surfer like that guy went and got Joe Clark from that school? You didn't go get Surfer like that?
Surfer came to me.
Oh.
And so somewhere about 92-ish is when I pegged where Surfer's first call is. So Surfer has been around for 400 and something episodes.
400 and some years, that sounds about right.
Jesus. So next to me, the person that has been on the longest is Surfer on this show. That has been on this show more than me. Or as much as me, I should say. Because I've only
Surfer probably has logged more on-air minutes and hours than anybody.
No, I've got that pegged, I think. But Surfer...
Really?
Surfer probably comes in a close second. No.
He's not talking about your show. He's talking about all the minutes.
All of them combined.
No, because here's the thing. A lot of people don't realize is that years ago, I was on... A lot of people forget, that have been longtime listeners forget that I was on the Wrestling Call-In Show every week for a period of 2 years.
And so you really think you have more appearances?
I have more appearances. I've produced more shows than Surfer.
There's more audio of you.
There's more audio probably of me than Surfer out there. I was on the first, I would say, let's see, I probably started calling into the call-in show, I want to say like after a few months after the show debuted, and I called into the show pretty much almost every week for a period of 2 years. And then, and that's another accolade I have, I'm the one that's probably hosted the call-in show more than anybody, because I think, if my math is correct, I think I've hosted the Wrestling Call-In Show 6 or 7 times over the past 10 years, whatever it is, that maybe Surfer's done it more. I know Surfer's done it a few times. But and Phil has also done the Call-In Show a few times himself. But I know I've done it 6 or 7 times. But anyways, so I've got the Call-In Show. Then I've been, I've done all the pay-per-view shows for the last 6 or 7 years. Then
specials.
When the specials, the roundtables. When I was with TWR Network, I was making the rounds on a variety of shows. I was on pretty much every single show that was on produced by that network at least one time. Then we had the Friday night show, which I did the show not every other week, but like every third week I did the show. And
you did Freaks and Geeks?
I did. Well, I was on Freaks and Geeks for, a year and a half. I did, what else? So I've pegged a lot of on-air time. I tried to equate how much time.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Double A. Have you ever been on Rant and Wrestling?
Yes, I have been. I have been on Rant and Wrestling.
Really? Okay.
I was on Rant and Wrestling. They've only been live 3 times since they've been on here. And the first live show they did, I was on that one.
Okay, let me think of another one.
I was on that one.
I don't think Surfer's been on Thumbstick. Surfer, you weren't them on Thumbstick Ninjas, right?
No, he wasn't. I wasn't on that. I was
Double A, I bet I do know a show you had wasn't on. Here we go. Surfer, you was on the Rexplex one time, weren't you?
Not really.
I was supposed to.
I believe I've been on... Wait a minute. I think I've been on the Rexplex.
I was supposed to, but he tried to...
Wait a minute.
That show during the middle of another show.
I may have been on the... I'm trying to remember. I may have been on the Rexplex.
Hold on, sir. So you never hit the Rexplex before?
Well, when you're trying to do your show while another show is on live, it's hard to do a show.
Double A, I'm the only one that was on the Rexplex before.
I'm pretty sure I've been on the Rexplex. And if I haven't, well, then I'm becoming senile.
I'm trying to...
Obviously, I've been on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. I've been on a handful of times. Out of all of us, I believe Surfer's the only one. Well, Surfer and Tony C are the only ones. Well, no, I take that back, because the Wizards filled in for Phil one night. Surfer and Tony C, when we did the host swap, hosted Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Yep.
Let me see here. I have done pay-per-view coverage for the three major promotions. I've been on the Ringside Report, which we don't, you know, obviously we don't have any.
Wait, I got another one. What was that show with Lee and Lex?
That was the Ringside Report. I filled in for Lee for one time. No, Surfer's never been on that show.
I got you,
Surfer. I got you beat in terms of my appearances and my amount of time on the air. It may seem like Surfer has logged more hours, but I've got him beat. And by a good amount, too. I mean, Surfer could catch up, because I'm not on as much as I used to be, but Lee,
that's very disrespectful. You never invited Surfer on the Ringside Report. You know, Lex, very disrespectful.
You know, but let's see. I'm trying to think. On this show, we had the. I was never on the NXT cast. That was one of the original shows we had here. Surfer was never on that as well.
Yeah. Surfer was on that.
Surfer, I know. I don't think Surfer was on that.
Surfer, did you make a run in on that show?
On what show?
The NXT cast.
NXT cast show.
I don't remember.
Of course, there's been the pilots. There's been Old Head versus Young Buck. Both me and Surfer have been on that one. Both me and Surfer have been on that. There was Epic, which Surfer was on. That show I've never been on. I was never on that show.
You were never on Epic.
I was never on Epic. Let me think here. Of course, there was another show that I've been on. In fact, I was on the first episode, and Surfer was on there a handful of times. Let's see here. I'm trying to think. Are we missing any shows that were on this network that are not here anymore?
What was the guy that had the show on Mondays? What was it called? You bought him in.
Oh! Phil's buddy, Will.
Yeah.
No, because that show was taped. Yeah. Neither one of us have ever appeared on that show.
See, I was trying to be funny. I know.
No. God, what was the name of that? Oh, That Awful Podcast.
That Awful Podcast.
There you go. No. Neither me and him have been on that show. So I figured, I did the math. I've done somewhere in the ballpark of like 1,600 individual broadcasts. That's where I figured.
How many paper TNA pay-per-views have you done?
I've probably done a year's worth of TNA pay-per-views.
When did you actually give up on doing that?
Like 2010 or 11? a long time ago. I've done that. But anyways, to go back to what I was saying, in addition to today being the 500th, we're also celebrating the 4th anniversary of the network, because the network premiered May 1st, 2013. So there's just a lot of celebrating, a lot of good vibes and stuff going on.
It's a celebration.
It's a celebration, and it's just good. It's just good stuff. You know, let me try to think. we did, I counted, I went back and I counted, since the network launched, there have been 1,320 individual broadcasts that have aired on this network and that have been produced by the network. 1,320 individual shows that we have done in the last 4 years. Now, Surfer, I'm sure you've been on most of them, but hey.
80% of them. You guys are the godfathers of this network. forefathers, I should say.
But going back to the rant, though.
Founding fathers, yeah.
You know, we're talking about all these shows. You know, that's us bouncing around here and there. And then, you know, I go back to the crux of things. And, the show that obviously is what prompted everything. And that's the rant. I never expected that we were going to do 500 shows, and, you know, here we are. And, what do you want me to say, people? Thank you for supporting this show for 10 years. We're going to have a 10th anniversary show. Obviously, we're having a 500th show, but I don't know which is bigger.
10 years.
They're both big.
They're both huge.
It's a double main event.
So, you know.
Are you going to have a red carpet for the 10th anniversary?
I think so. The 10th anniversary show is around the time that we were going to do the Black Undies.
Oh.
So.
That's what I'm talking about. And I done found some over this little sabbatical I've been on, man. It's a whole bunch of people we need to locate for this show, boy.
But my goodness. My goodness. That's all I can say. It's hard for me to fathom.
You know, with it being the, 500 episode, I want to ask Dr. Doom, how did you find that, which is the rant? How did you find the network?
Actually, how I found y'all was I was listening to another podcast, and they'll have Phil up there, and I used to listen to Turnbuckle Throwbacks, and
okay.
I just like how when you used to come up there as a guest, and I figured out that, hey, the rant, and that's how I've been listening for about, 2.5, about 3 years. So it was through Phil, found a network.
So through Phil, and then
yeah.
I just made
pop. Off of other shows. Yeah, you did a run in.
I'm to blame, but I accept full responsibility, by the way, for finding Surfer and William. You know, mostly Surfer. But yeah.
It's not myself.
No.
Your master tried to destroy the world, and you came as a herald.
I found this ticket shop during I was going through a little pivotal little part of my life. I was in transition, if you know what I mean. And
You just got a pokey, and you're trying to turn your life around.
So who's gal?
Yeah, I was on the bus to flip those 17 times.
So I you're fugitive. You had Tommy Lee Jones after you?
No. I had
he had Hobbs after him, right? It was Hobbs?
Nah, Tommy.
Everything always was back to Dwayne. No. No. I had Lorenzo Lamas after. You the original bounty hunter.
Talk about the renegade.
Damn right.
By the way, we're going to talk about something here in a second. We're talking about, renegades and this and that. I got to talk about something in a second, but go ahead.
We're going to talk about a renegade, the TV champion?
No.
Beat
on. We're going to talk about somebody on that level, though, but go ahead. Continue with what you're saying.
Some distasteful?
No. Not distasteful. Okay.
Well. This destiny always went there for us anyway. But anyway, yeah, man. Listening to Freaking Problem Child go off about Bubba Ray Dudley time. Oh my God.
Now that was October 2012. That sounds about right. It was when Bully Ray became the world champion, I believe.
Man, you want to talk. We think people listening, if you listening now, you think we get on Roman Reigns. We are nothing compared to Problem Child And freaking rest in peace, freaking
his Bubba issues Ray with Dudley. Bubba Ray Dudley.
Oh my God, that audio is priceless. But you know, back in 2011, I was, you know, listening to, you know, Lee, you come on, and Double A, and of course Surfer, and you know, you guys were entertaining, man. And it wasn't too serious, so you know.
No, we don't take ourselves serious at all. Now we're talking about Lee. Lee called in last week, and I'm sure Lee's listening now. Lee's a busy guy, so you know he doesn't have time to
mess with his Tom
to mess with this tomfoolery anymore. But
the whole Baltimore.
Yeah, he's got to keep Baltimore
safe.
But when Lee called into the show. Lee got on the air by accident, you know, and Lee's told this story many times, but I'll tell it, you know, my way. Lee used to work at Whole Foods, and he would work when the stores closed, and Lee would listen to podcasts, you know, to kill the time. And he found our show. This is in the days when we were on Blog Talk Radio. He found our show, and... You know, on Blog Talk, we could only broadcast for 2 hours live, but the tapes would roll for an additional hour. But the only way to hear that third hour was to either download the show or be on the line with us. So Lee would call in and want to be, I guess, on hold, or the phone system.
Mute, right?
The phone. He wanted to be on mute. The phone system. What it is. If you call and the phone system doesn't pick up, what it does is it plays the audio of the show until the host picks up the line. It just puts you in a queue, and that's it. So I start seeing this area code. I believe it's 443.
Yep,
I started seeing this area code 443, and whenever I saw the 443, I would pick up the line. I'd hit the little accept button. I'd be like, area code 443, you're on the air. And the line would be dead. Okay, the first time I just, okay, hung up, went on to the next one. Next week, area code 443, you're on the air. Nothing. This went on for a while, maybe 6 or 7 weeks. 443, mm-hmm. You're on the air. When I finally decided that I had had enough, I started repeating the phone number on the air.
The full number.
The full phone number, and Lee quickly, it you know, a little light bulb went off in Lee's head. Wait a minute, that's my phone number, and that's what he said. It's me. And I need to find that audio. I don't know what episode that is, but that's how Lee got on the air, by accident. And then, of course, he explained himself. But and then after that, Lee called in on a semi-regular basis and ultimately became the personality you know today. You know?
Yeah, champion.
You know, I believe, you know, Surfer will disagree, but, you know, I feel responsible for not only discovering Surfer, but also bringing out the inner Surfer. Because otherwise you would just know the Surfer, the guy who talks about comic books once a week. No, we know Surfer the person. And we know about his trials and tribulations traversing this agonizing world living in the city of Philadelphia. I mean,
tricking through.
Let me tell you, it wasn't until that this network debuted that we really got to know Surfer. And of course... That's when we started finding out things like the chicken spread sandwich. And
Hydrox.
The Hydrox.
The first scan.
And Lee's favorite. That damn satchel.
The satchel. The
TV.
The TV. That was the most recent one.
You know I don't have a satchel.
Then, of course, there was, you know, the freebies.
Oh, yeah.
We learned about all the freebies, you know, from...
It's only four.
From, well, in the there used to be, there seemed to be that there was a lot more in the old days.
No, it's only four.
It started with the free pancakes at Denny's. Then we went to IHOP. Then
no,
we had
IHOP. I never went to Denny's.
Then we had the free burger at Red Robin, the Chick-fil-A free food, and there's been some others that he's mentioned over the course of time. You know, we've of course his most recent revelation was paying for television in the hospital and finding out that there was a time limit on the TV at night. You know, we've learned
don't
a lot.
Worry, they're gonna make you pay for it down in Florida one day too.
I you know,
no, sir, hell, I won't be in the hospital.
Oh man! And if it is in a hospital, my goodness, I'll be sure I'll be in a hospital where I don't have to pay for the television.
For real.
But, of course, Lee, not Lee, but going back to others on the network, like I said, William, you know, I started calling into the call-in show by, you know, and with that, when we started TWR, I brought William with me, and William was on TWR Network, a staple on Saturday nights. We had a doubleheader on Saturday nights in those times. Then we moved here. William stayed on Saturday nights. We brought in Surfer, who begged me for like 2 years to be on TWR Network, but it wasn't my ultimate decision, you know, because but still, I eventually brought Surfer on. And then, let's see, Phil, you know, was, if I got my story right, and Phil, you'll correct me, Phil wasn't necessarily a listener, but he had listened. And Phil had sent out a couple of emails here and there. I responded. I gave I gave Turnbuckle Throwbacks a quick listen. This was, I believe, at the time that Mega Powers joined Phil on. And you know, I think after a couple of back and forths, we brought Phil on. And, of course, now we know how all that's been.
The rest is history.
The rest is history, you know. And Phil has been nothing but a fantastic addition to the network and to our family here. Of course, through Phil is how we got Mega Powers and the illustrious tag team of, you know, Black Thunder and White Lightning.
Wait a minute.
Or is it the other way around?
Say it, pronounce it correctly, sir.
White what?
Is White Lightning.
Oh, whatever.
Black Hammer.
Black Hammer.
Black Hammer, White Lightning. Excuse me.
Black is after the white, huh?
So
Trump's America.
That duo. Here's Phil. Hold on. Do I have that story correct, Phil?
What story, sir?
Of how you came about.
How I came out on a rant?
You were not, per se, a listener, but I remember you sent an email.
Yes, I sent you an email because I was a listener of some other show that was
somewhere else.
They were trash talking, and I wasn't a fan. I was trying to hook up with a network at that point.
Ah, okay.
Shopping everything around. And then I didn't like the attitude that I received, so I just migrated over to the rant, and I listened before I reached out to you. Nice. And that was pretty much how that went.
See, I got the story kind of right.
No, I listened. I just didn't listen until someone trash talked it, and I was like, why are they trash talking it for? It's a good show.
And then, like I said, Phil came with Mega Powers, and like we said, is the rest is history. And yeah, here we are 4 years later, you know. And and the rant's 10 years old in July, 500 episodes. I'm responsible for the mess you see that is Surfer. You know, I'm going to say that a few times throughout the night. You know, I'm responsible for a few messes.
Yeah.
Over the last 10 years.
I
will admit to that.
It's another puddle you.
You know, but I don't know what it is. They gravitate to me, okay? Listen. In the last 500 episodes, let me tell you some of the people that have come through these doors and that have just wreaked havoc in terms of my sanity.
Right.
We've had, I'm not going to even mention him. We've had Swacks, Miss Destiny. She means well, but she's a loon. Okay? There was a guy by the name of Nick Money that drove me up the wall for like a period of a year, and when
I almost put you out of business.
And when I told him you're not a member of this show, I don't know where you get off thinking that you are. He threatened to take me off the air.
And he almost did too. You don't remember? I remember.
You know, and this was of course, after like 2 or 3 weeks earlier, we found out that he wasn't on the wrestling call-in show because he had to stay home and bake a cake, which made no sense. But anyways. But yeah, I've had that. Then of course, you know, rest in peace, Problem Child. But Problem Child was a character. Stevie Ray was a character. Rest in peace to Stevie Ray. There's been Mr. X. There, M Star, another character. Ed, a character who, you know, we have lost Ed, I think, 3 times since we started this show. Ed was a co-host, then he wasn't, and then he was, and then he wasn't, and that was it. So Ed still remains on the milk box, so to speak.
Rex Plex.
We've had Rex come in. Rex doing his spiel on the air. And then, of course, I'm not going to rehash everything that I've gone through, but that's just a small smattering of some of the stuff, or some of the people that have crossed paths, specifically on this show, since its premiere in July of 2007.
Didn't Cash Cow call in to your show too?
Oh, well, because I threatened to close the chat room.
Oh, because we. Yeah.
I mean, no, you did close the chat room.
I did, but
locked it.
I locked it. And, listen, if I had never done that, Pastor would have never called in. But then again, Pastor started calling in, I believe, during the riots in St. Louis. So yeah. And he needed something to do. But, but my goodness. And then, you know, like I said, you know, Mega Powers has been through these doors, and Mega Powers is a unique cat all on his own.
Oh, Jesus. You ain't kidding.
And
talking about my part like that. You end up being one of the deadest.
We've had so many conversations about the, I tell you, I think I've got the market cornered on some of the conversations that, in terms of the most obscure things you could possibly talk about in the history of podcasting, I think I've got that market cornered. Because when you can be on the air and spend an hour and a half talking about how can somebody eat a sandwich that is filled with essentially boiled and pureed chicken, and everybody on the line is laughing the entire time, well, then you got something special.
Well, the call-in show is a close second, because I've called into that show, and Tony can attest to this, where I'd call in, they would crying about something with wrestling, then 10 minutes later it's how bad the Knicks defense is, or who's the best rapper. Like, it got to a point where when I hosted, I think I covered for Will like 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
When I hosted, I couldn't even keep the format because everybody assumed, well, Phil's on. It's gonna get nutty. So I totally get what you're
borderline.
But yeah, you cornered that market, man.
I gotta tell you, the few times, and Will is on the air with us now too. Like I said, I did the call-in show. I hosted the call-in show myself, maybe 6 or 7 times that I can remember. And I remember there were a couple of nights, William, you'll remember, that the show did not get off the air. The show comes on at 11. We did not get off the air, though. So there was a couple of nights that we did not get off the air till about 3:30 in the morning.
That's correct.
And because William will be closing up the show, William said, okay, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the whatever, 1 o'clock in the morning. He said, okay, blah, blah. And then something would happen, and that's it. The show was lost because we had to start talking about this or start talking about that. The same has happened on this show. You know, our longest episode, I believe, ran 4 hours and 49 minutes, I think. That's our longest show we've ever done. But, and thank God we don't do those four-hour shows anymore, because I don't think I could keep up anymore.
Yeah.
But those times, when I've been, you know, somebody said one time that, you know, I don't understand why people like the rant. They got into an argument the other day discussing ketchup. Well,
fries.
Or fries or something. And I said, well, that's what happened. You know, I don't know how, I couldn't reference, and I don't know what per se they were talking about, to be honest with you, but it wouldn't surprise me that we had veered off on a tangent and talked about the most mundane, most ridiculous things. I mean, look, Surfer, as much as I busted Surfer's balls, especially in the last few years, for everything that we've learned, we've talked more about him and his minutiae that he goes through on a day-to-day basis have been more entertaining.
That'll be a whole show sometime.
That have been more entertaining than what we see on Monday and Tuesday nights.
Chicken spread, the TV,
everything, everything. Okay. We've done, and then to go to the wrestling stuff, we've had some of the best wrestling talk that I don't know. I mean, there's been, we've talked ad nauseum about TNA. We've talked ad nauseum about WWE. We've talked ad nauseum about Monday Nitro. We've talked ad nauseum about this or that or the other thing. But there's been some specific conversations that we've had that I recall took 2-3 hours just to get through it. That's what makes this show special, that, you know, we can, I don't do it so much anymore, but, you know, I used to have the run sheet that told me, okay, we got to hit these topics. And sometimes, Tony, you see, or a problem child, let's, for a better example, because Tony C brought it up, problem child says, God, that goddamn Bully Ray. You know, he became the TNA World Champion on Sunday night, and it really pisses me off. Nowhere on the sheet does it say, let's talk about Bully Ray being the World Champion. Yet. Yet.
You know what? Because you know, the fans are gravitated to the talk, because it's like, you know, it's cough, it's, you know, water cooler talk.
Exactly.
And then the fans, like myself, emotionally invest. And I don't want to call you guys characters, because most of you guys are my friends now, but if you're playing something on the air and it's not your real persona, if it's, you know, you grow like this emotional attachment. Like, I loved Problem Child, man.
Yeah.
I did.
So did I.
Yeah.
I damn so did.
You know, but now some of us have met, some of us have hung out, some of us talk on the phone all the time. Some of us call when they're in the town and they get the wrong pizza, but that's okay.
I didn't get the wrong pizza.
Yeah, you did. You got to come to my side of town. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. But but seriously though, I think
and also feel with the advent of social media, man.
This show on social media is an entirely different beast, because before there was a Facebook. Or, you know, there was always Facebook, but before Facebook is what it is now, and before Twitter and all that bullshit, you know, like I said, we were on MySpace. I hardly communicated with anybody except for Lex and maybe one or two other people. I didn't talk to anybody. If any of the listeners came and approached me, I kind of like, ugh, get away from me. Now, you know, the listeners, they come, you know, they'll ask this or they'll ask that. They're very personal. They're very friendly. But we all converse on social media. That Facebook group page sometimes is funnier.
Dave for that.
Yeah, that group page can be funnier than
the
show. Now you got my guys gravitating over to your page because all the, you know, I don't like the newer stuff on my page anyway, so now they go to your page and post all your crap.
I gotta tell you though, and of recent stuff that we've done, and this has nothing to do with the rant because it happened as part of a network special, but I still can go back and listen now because it's there. It's available on iTunes. It happened in the last 6 months. I love when there's those one-liners that gets everybody laughing. And there was the one-liner from Tony C that made you can go and it's clear as day, and that made Phil's wife laugh in the background so hard. when we were doing the sushi slam,
the contract signing, not the contract signing.
Sorry to interrupt.
What?
Looks like Chris Jericho is going to be out. Well, he's hurt.
Oh, wow.
So you're going to interrupt this man. Tell him a story and tell us something we obviously already know.
Well, anyways, so.
Damn it, Captain Obvious.
So.
Your commercial shoot us off.
Yeah, really. Anyways, so this is what happened here. So we're doing the sushi slam, right? And the cameras are on. And we've got Rob, we've got his brother Elaine on there. And Tony C just blurts out, "Who the hell is that, Sato?" 2 seconds later, you hear Phil's wife laughing her ass off in the background.
Yeah.
I forgot all about it.
I remember the night I became, right before Halloween a couple of years ago, I became unglued.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's a...
That was on this show.
That was on that show. I was on the bus, and someone called in and said they robbed kids for candy.
Like they were ghetto boys.
Right, so I jumped off. I jumped off the bus. I couldn't get off that bus quick enough, and I called and chastised this kid.
We all dug it to him.
Yeah, but it was like to the point where he did. I don't even think he realized how mad I really was until like maybe 5 or 6 hours later.
I'm laughing because also that night, that's when Double A posted that picture in the chat room with damn Precious.
Precious. Yeah. Fuck.
And it was Halloween.
I was so mad. Like, and I normally don't get mad at stuff like that, but you, for some reason, I just became unglued. I was so tight.
And then another funny part. After all that was said, he's like, you know, I was just playing, right? I don't really do that.
Yeah, no.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
You cardboard gangster.
Jesus. We got to go back. I got to really dig deep in our... It's hard to do it with 500 episodes, and I didn't keep that great great records, but I would love to go back and find out Surfer's first call, Lee's first call, of course, Phil's first time on the air here. Tony C's first call. I would love to go back and just like make a special of the first appearances.
I think my first call or second call was when Problem Child actually, you guys found out he passed away. And I called in to pay my condolences.
It's possible.
That's one of the first calls I made.
It's possible.
Officially.
But we've had so many laughs. I've pissed my pants here a couple of times over the last 10 years. Of course, there was the 2 times that I took the show on the road, not including this past WrestleMania, but the 2 times I took the show on the road, literally, I said, hang on. I took my headset off.
You went to Wendy's.
And I went to Wendy's on the air. I did. I think I went to Wendy's both times.
That's just like when Lee called in
from Chick-fil-A. Exactly. And he told them to make sure that the fries are hot out of the grease.
Yeah, with that corporate voice he got.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then he told them to make sure you add the extra sauce packets and all that.
Get some extra like plates.
Exactly. But the thing with the 2 trips to Wendy's, I think both of them were Wendy's. One may have been McDonald's. But the first one for sure was Wendy's, and I'm halfway to Wendy's, and I forgot my wallet.
Yep.
And I had to follow through with the bit, so I scrounged for some cash in the car. But
don't forget the what was it the used to do the on the spot. Gothar.
We had Gothar, and we had a few other people. I thought about doing that tonight, but I don't know. We'll see. But
Lee, you and Lee get in that heated debate about that damn grill.
Lee,
Double A's $4,000 grill.
Lee busting my chops over an $800 grill.
$800 grill. I remember that.
$800.
Is it one of them pellet grills?
No, it's just a regular, what the hell is the name of the grill? It's charbroil.
Yeah, we all called in and tore them up. That was pretty funny.
And how much barbecuing do you do a year?
Listen, I grill enough.
Hey, man,
I grew that, you around. Was,
my thing's got some miles on it. I've had it already for about 4 years.
And how much cooking do you do indoors?
None, surfer, because I would grill outdoors.
You know what grill I'm talking about.
I'm not doing anything on the Foreman. But then there's been the phone. You see, there's people on the show that I absolutely miss having on here. The one person we've never been able to track down again that I would pay money to bring her back on here, and that was Jasmine. And Lee would also agree with that. Jasmine and me had a very...
You talking about the pizza debate?
There was the pizza debate, but me and Jasmine, long before Rant EM Radio, when we were on TWR Network, Jasmine filled in for whoever my co-host was at the time, filled in a lot, and she was like my go-to person for a long time. So Jasmine was on for like, I'd say probably close to a year with me on a semi-regular basis. So I would get on there and I'd really bust her chops, you know, with some of the things with her. And one of Lee's favorites, and we found the audio about a year ago, was, you know, me getting into her about her pancakes, because she insists on buying the industrial box of pancake mix because she makes that much pancakes or something like that.
She makes them super large.
And she makes them super large and this. And I said, why? And then, well, why not? And it was a big rigmarole about pancakes and then the milkshake thing that I had with her. And of course, there was that infamous pizza.
She drinks them all the time.
There was that infamous pizza thing, too. It always comes back to food because they couldn't comprehend putting the goddamn pizza directly on the rack.
Speaking of food, Tony C got on Double A about his candy habit.
Yeah, that's also Tony C busting my ass about my candy. But speaking of pizza, Mega Powers.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, Mega Powers?
What's up, Mega Powers?
Happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you very mucho, and I got to tell ya, you also have
Little Caesars.
You have some food history on this on this program. We're talking about food right now, but yeah,
I definitely made food history on the Rant. That's for sure.
That's for sure. I mean, just recent history too that you're currently preparing for.
Yes.
Which how's that coming along?
Dear God, I had a training session a few weeks ago with the Crave case. It's gonna be an epic battle come Castle Slam, that's for sure.
Look at that.
Titans will be clashing, that's without a doubt.
Look at that. That's coming up.
White Lightning then snuck through the back door.
Yeah.
My man.
Oh, man. But, yeah, what can I say, though? What can I say? We've talked about so much shit, so much food, so much wrestling, so much about our personal lives. I've cried on the air probably 20 times in the last 10 years, you know. There's audio of me somewhere bawling like a damn 4-year-old girl, you know, about this or that.
Expose.
You know, Jesus H. Christmas. And,
okay, Road Dog.
Of course, that's Jiminy Christmas. That's Jiminy Christmas. But yeah, and like Dr. Doom brought up, Tony C. busting my balls about the candy situation. Which, by the way, let me comment
when
on
you
that.
You got on rage about making chocolate milk.
Oh, wow. A lot of people don't know how to make chocolate milk properly.
But in defense of guy Rage, he has had some classic moments like that chicken spread sandwich episode where he was talking about surfing being cheap.
The infamous surfer call.
Oh, that wasn't on the Rant.
Oh,
no, that was on Freaks.
But
all right, I'm back.
All right, there we go. There's Mega Powers. But
Skype is up to its old
tricks. Of course not. It's a special show. Why not? Knows. Why not have some technical problems? You know, let's play a little Rant AM Radio history with some of those technical problems. Let me see here. Where's my? Let me play an episode here just to show you guys how wonderful we sounded at one point. Let me see here. Where's my? I guess I can't find it. There's been some moments here where we just sounded absolutely terrible, and it wasn't our fault. And you know, Blog Talk. There was that infamous night that I'll never forget that I was on the air bitching and moaning about Blog Talk Radio. I was complaining up a storm that night in particular because there was technical problems left and right. The phone system wasn't working. Nothing seemed to be going properly. I simulcast into another show that was on the air at the same time. And I said, listen, I'm calling because I want to air my grievances about Blog Talk Radio. I hate this place. This place is run by a pack of Nazis, and really, I'm paying a lot of money for a service that doesn't work.
At least 40 a month.
Little did I know at the time that they had the vice president of whatever Blog Talk Radio on the air at the same time, and she says, "I'll make sure I'll relay that message to the president of the company." And I said, "Please do." we left Blog Talk Radio a couple months later, you know, but something better came about. Let's just put it that way, because I was tired already. I was fed up. Server will attest. Well, actually, William also can attest that we had problems left and right on Blog Talk Radio, and they would never fix the damn thing. And on top of that, the show sounded terrible.
Yep.
And we were paying a lot of money to broadcast that damn show. It was $30 or $40 a month.
$40 a month.
And they put a time limit on us. 2 hours live, 1 hour taped.
You never got that lady in your ear, did you, Double A?
I used to get her. I used to get the clock, you know, when 10 seconds, 5 seconds. I used to get that once in a while. Oh, that was the thing that drove me up the wall. When they decided to start airing commercials during the show,
oh, yeah,
and they didn't tell us anything. And I was livid because I found out by downloading one of the shows later on, and I said, what the hell is this commercial doing in the middle of the show? They were airing commercials for getting a refinance on your mortgage and this and that during the show.
What is this, the Bruce Prichard podcast?
Yes. I'm ranting. The show was about, I created the show for me to vent, for me to moan, for me to bitch. And I'm venting about those lean years. Those lean years, David, okay? I put up with a lot of shit in the old days, you know?
Man, you didn't want no information. Finance in your house, huh?
Go Fight Live. Promising partnership. Ring of Honor, they signed Ring of Honor to air their pay-per-views exclusively. They came to me and said, hey, do you want to interview Ring of Honor talent? I said, hey, when you get all this stuff set up, I'll see what I can do. I don't know too much about Ring of Honor, but I can definitely make it happen. They never came to me. Instead, when they told me they were going to pay for me to advertise for the damn pay-per-views and give me residuals when people bought their pay-per-views through us, I never saw one penny. They kept all the money. You're a group of Nazis, two people over there, Go Fight Live. But yes, you know, and now here we are. It's 2017. We're in our own home now. And things are nice. They're quiet.
The mothership, if you will.
Now,
talk about our new sponsors. We found out last year, the Megabus.
The Megabus. Oh. Hey, that was another. It's just been. I've loved
Golden
the ride.
Corral.
Golden Corral, another great sponsor here on this network. Thank you.
KFC Buffet.
Anaconda Malt Liquor.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, Anaconda Malt Liquor, man.
So
only malt liquor approved by the United States government.
There you go.
That's right.
So I have just been, I really am proud of the 500 episodes that I've accomplished. Of course, like I said, I've had a long list of co-hosts. Started with Lex. Then I had Lex and Ed to Drama. M-Star came along after that. Then M-Star decided to get a life and get a job. He figured staying up at 2 o'clock in the morning in the UK was just too much. So he decided to shaft me at the very end. Right when we were going to debut on a brand new network, I say, I'm going to start working.
You know, you should have known better than trust the Brit. Come on.
I know, I should have known better.
That's true.
That's true. You know, but then, you know, Ed left, you know, he disappeared. He went back on that damn milk box. Lex also decided to complicate things and become a father. But he left. And, you know, we had Problem Child. Problem Child, you know, was recommended to me, and I had my run with Problem Child, and that was great. And then when Problem Child, you know, unfortunately got sick, we had the revolving door of people that came through here, and we ultimately had Tony C become the permanent...
The best co-host.
The best co-host.
That's right.
The only co-host I've met in the 10 years that I've done this show, by the way.
And I accept it with a tear in my eye.
Exactly.
Put this in there.
Oh, and let's not forget me and Tony C's first meeting, which happened about a year ago, when Tony C had that run-in with that mouthy waitress at the House of Blues and tried to test Tony C.
About that mac and cheese.
About the mac and cheese, and Tony C said, look at me, I can eat two plates of mac and cheese.
Bitch.
So, you know, and of course there was, I loved when, Tony C came on the week after the infamous, meeting between, him and Phil at a Joe's Crab Shack, and where he witnessed the murder of, countless stone crabs with, from Mikey.
5.5 pounds.
Sebastian didn't stand a chance that night.
The best was Tony C advocating to my wife, because he pulled the menu out. He goes, I want crab legs. And he points to the all you can eat, and she was like, you know, we're not getting that. So Tony C pipes up like, come on, man, y'all's on vacation. Get the boy what he wants.
Exactly. Feed the kid, man.
Yeah, my wife looked at me. I was like, yo, we're on vacation. You know, get the kid what he wants.
And, I ain't going to lie. I was going to send DCF a secret email if y'all didn't feed him. I ain't going to lie.
And I'm sure when they ordered that, you know, Phil's wife probably told Phil, you know, in a hush, that kid's not going to eat his money's worth. And not only did he eat the money's worth,
but the staff came out in awe of him.
So
really
wow,
did.
To
they
watch him,
the golden child.
Dude, like I'm telling you, they started. They have this thing where they dance in between shifts or whatever. They started the dancing early because they all came out to see him eat the crab legs.
So, I mean, you gotta look at it.
This time that they did it, they were. I'm sure they were tired of that dance.
You know, they're on vacation. They pull up in a cherry red, you know, Mustang.
Oh, that's right. The Mustang. I forgot about the Mustang.
Yeah, but Mikey can't have all you can eat crab legs. Really?
Mustang for $8 really? A day. And it was a monsoon out that day, too. It poured.
Yeah. But I'm saying, y'all cruising the town in a convertible cherry red, you know, Mustang. But Mikey can't have unlimited.
Crab legs.
Crabs.
Come on.
Well, ever since then, he's got another uncle. So,
you know, there
Thank
was
you for your segment too, Mike. We need to bring that back too.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Oh, there, I mean,
Double A, don't forget about the segment that you had for Jake on the show.
Oh
yeah. Well, you know, he asked me actually the other day, or not him, but somebody else asked me when are you gonna let him back. I said. After that whole debacle the last time he was on, I said, I don't think it's happening
again. What was his friend's name? Sweaty?
Sweaty Eddie.
Sweaty Eddie.
So,
reaching out to the young kids.
And I got to tell you, you know, Sweaty
family guy.
Sweaty comes by here once in a while. And you know, when Sweaty leaves, Jake always says, God, Sweaty is really unhandsome. And so...
So with a name like Sweaty Eddie, come on.
Yeah, so...
He's doomed from the jump.
Not like a name like Beautiful Blobby or anything.
No,
little boy.
But yeah, you know, there's been all that, and I'm trying to think.
DNA test on Mark Henry.
The Mark Henry DNA test, I think, was one of our shining moments on this show in recent memory. But
I almost died on that. I mean, I almost died about a couple times on it, man.
Close. I mean, just 2 weeks ago, we learned when you fire this off,
God damn,
it sets Tony C off. But
you got to give, man, warning. Surfers. What about Surfer's 50th birthday party?
Oh, that he wasn't invited to?
I almost died that night too. That was the mega bus. Oh man, Surfer, I wish you could have been. If you could laugh, man, go back and listen to that episode. I don't give a damn if it's a year old.
No, I think the Surfer's greatest moment in terms of laugh was was his reaction to Leah the blow up doll.
Oh, yeah, that did happen on this show.
And Surfer pinched a temper tantrum like no other.
Because Leah, like, he called him everything but a child of God that night.
Oh man, but yes. Well, listen, I think we're gonna filter through some of these callers here because I think Lee's also trying to call in. I don't want to go back to the days of 2008 where we used to have 20 people on the air. But
I'll stop for the boss. I just wanted to call and say thank you and congratulations and all of the happy horseshit. And I got your package, so thank you very much.
And I know you're still on the mend, but everything is okay.
Took a step back today. They doubled the meds. So if it doesn't go down, I go back to the hospital.
I don't mean that in a good way. I mean, like, but the meds, you know.
Yeah, they doubled the meds. If the infection doesn't go down, I have to go back to the hospital.
He's just taking medication to curb an infection. You're taking painkillers.
Yeah, that's.
So his
but med- any hoot, I'm on the mend. I'm listening in. I love you guys. Have a great night.
We love you too, man.
Good night.
And enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, Philip.
Later, man.
All right, feel better, Phil.
Later, boys.
Good night.
And let me see.
Hey, Phil, before you leave.
Oh, man. And Mr. Mega Powers.
Yes.
You have provided us also with so many great memories, especially recently with the with all your trials and tribulations of trying to procure a decent match, a summertime match, summertime opponent. There you go.
Yes.
Because we know you do your fighting in the summer.
Yeah, man. That's when I'm at my prime.
Just when you're at your prime.
Megapiles is the Rain EM version of the Undertaker.
Exactly.
The summertime.
He comes out in the summertime, and that's it. Oh, man. Well, Mega Powers, thank you for calling in. Thank you for being a part of the family.
Thank you for having me a part of the family.
My dude.
Introduced me to the Black Hammer.
That's right.
Ah, that's right. That's true. Without this being a conduit, you know, that powerful tag team wouldn't be a thing.
Exactly. That's right.
And you're welcome for me and Megapiles marking up so much social media activity a few years back. I loved when AA would text me and say, "Hey, cut it out, you guys." I would just be like, yeah, okay, I will.
I mean,
put something else.
A lot of people don't realize that as much as that was scripted, a lot of people were taking it way too seriously. So,
yeah.
Man, well, a lot of people don't know Megapiles. We got called out in HR a few times about our our feud.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
So, thank you guys for getting us called to the HR office.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta say, I'm grateful for the Black Hammer being able to actually take a joke. So
yeah,
that's what made that feud so good.
That's right.
That was comedic gold, man.
Who knows? Who knows? Maybe there'll be a day where he's gonna turn on you, and then we'll really have a feud. You never know.
It's gonna be the hot tag.
Exactly. Exactly.
Somebody listen, go we're not gonna have any WrestleMania 6 Rick Martel
exactly.
heel turns or anything like that.
Yeah, really.
Mega Piles, you haven't been hanging around arrogance, have you?
And speaking of tag team partners, I just want to make a reference here. I couldn't help. I'm not trying to say anything. I'm not going to get into it. Not going to bust any chops or anything. But we've had a lot of wrestling discussions on this show over the years, and a lot of them have been focused around the Four Horsemen. Before coming on the air here tonight, Paul Roma was on the Shining Wizards. That's all I'm going to say. But
and they had the nerve not to be live.
No, they were live. They were live, but...
I thought they said it was taped.
Really? They were live? I was sworn they were live, but anyways.
Maybe the interview was taped.
Maybe the interview was taped.
Yeah, the interview may have been pre-taped. That's what but, it was.
But if you want to hear that in its entirety, we're going to rebroadcast it at the conclusion of this show. But yeah. Well, Mega Powers.
You know,
go ahead.
You know, I got to say, you know, a lot of people talk about the Four Horsemen, but how come, you know, not enough people, especially on the rant, aren't talking about the Magnificent Seven?
That being
the movie?
Does anybody even remember the Magnificent Seven?
Oh, my God. Okay, refresh my memory, because I'm blanking.
Ric Flair, Jeff Jarrett.
Oh, God.
Rick and Scott Steiner, Road Warrior Animal, and Buff Bagwell.
Ugh.
Oh, and you talk about the Vince Russo. Get the
yes, the Magnificent Seven, the greatest wrestling stable on the planet. Almost as good as the Billionaires Club.
I gave up on, not that I gave up on WCW, but I gave up on paying attention.
Well, you need to go back on the network and relive some of those great moments with the Magnificent Seven.
Oh, God.
We can have a whole episode devoted to the Magnificent Seven. How about that?
We're going to have to do that then, because, I mean, that just sounds awful. So.
And now you said that's after the Billionaires Club and New Blood?
Yeah, that was after. I think that was like late 2000, going into 2001.
Oh, fair.
That was during the whole Dusty's Ass era.
Oh, that's 2001.
Yeah.
We're after Sid folded his leg like a toothpick.
Oh, yeah. Please don't remind me.
Yeah. But, all right. Well, Mega Powers,
all right, guys.
Thank you for calling in, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for being so supportive of everything over the years, especially with the network and Phil and everything. It's just been beautiful.
Thank you for having me along for the ride. Happy 500.
Thank
happy
you,
anniversary.
Thank you.
And we'll be in touch soon. There'll be, as we close into Castle Slam, you'll hear a lot more from me.
Oh, then. I'm sure we will.
Get in the training, Megapod.
Absolutely, man.
All right, Dave.
All right, guys.
We'll talk to you later. Mountain.
Go train in Russia.
Exactly.
Damn right.
All right, man.
Train in Russia, they don't lose.
Hell no! I watch.
You come
Rocky
back
Ford.
With that tan.
You
that's
Rock,
right.
No, he needs to train he needs to train with Terry Silver. Then he'll really kick some ass. Mary.
Man can't see, you can't fight.
Exactly. Oh my God, that's too
Corey
funny.
Corey Graves said that the other night. I was like, what the hell?
Oh man. All right, Dave. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right, guys.
Okay,
have
later,
a great
man.
Night.
You too.
See
you
later, man.
Another fixture on this show is a man who's on the air now. His name is Lee. I think Lee forgot how to use it.
Hi, Lee.
I think he forgot how to use it. Oh, wait a minute. There we go. I'll say it again. Another man who has become a fixture on this show. His name is Lee. Okay, let's try it one more time. A man who has become a fixture on this show. His name is Lee.
How's everyone? Greetings and salutations.
What, Lee?
Oh, Lee.
Lee from Baltimore. What's your question?
Lee from Baltimore.
What up, Matty?
I'm not going to call and fall asleep on the air.
443, you're on the air.
443, you're on the air.
What's your question?
Yeah. What's going on? Look, I don't want to be before y'all long.
That means when the pastor say
no,
that.
No. Because see, Teddy Long told everybody how to do it. At this past year's
Hall of Fame.
He told everybody how to do it. So I'm not going to be before you long. I just want to say.
Oh, yeah, because the Warriors about to play, too. So
You're damn right. you already know. And look, that and the fact that I have to say that I'm sticking by this. Y'all talked all that trash all these years about Mongo. And all know that two of the greatest horsemen ever, Paul Roma. Y'all don't want to give Paul Roma his props. Y'all never did. And of course, the mighty Kendall Windham.
Get the hell out of here, okay? You're gonna sully my 500th episode with that garbage again?
No one ever wanted to respect Kendall Windham. They didn't even want to. Y'all wanted to retcon the fact that he was a horseman. You want to retcon the fact that
just because Wikipedia says he's a horseman doesn't make it gospel.
He was a fifth horseman.
Who do you think put it on Wikipedia?
How many fifth horsemen have they had?
The four horsemen? What, you think the four horsemen put him up there?
He put himself in the...
Who do you think put him up on Wikipedia? Surfer, look. I don't need to be taught tonight, Surfer. I don't need you.
No, I mean, he was a horseman. We agree with that. But Dubway wants to accept the truth.
He was a horseman. He wasn't part of, what was it, Masuda Club, whatever it was. He was a horseman.
The Yamagachi Club, or something like that.
Yamaguchi, whatever it was, Tamagotchi. He wasn't part of any of that. He was a horseman. And Roma was a horseman. Roma just got... Roma. As a matter of fact, Roma was one of the most talented horsemen when he was there. He just came on a very bad time.
He was out. He was getting more tail than Ric Flair. That's what it was.
You know what? His nose was a little too big. His nose was a little bigger than Flair's, and Flair didn't like that.
Oh, my God.
But I'm going to say Paul Roma was. And the way they destroyed Roma... I mean, look, Roma was better than Luger. Roma was better than Psycho's...
As a horseman.
He was better than Mongo. He was better than, I don't even know if you want to call Jerry one. But
wait a minute, Lee. Hold on now. Mongo had that 10-minute classic with Goldberg at Starcade. What you mean? What you trying to say?
Whatever. I'm not even going to say that. It's 10:29.
Listen, Lee. You've provided us with countless memories, of course. You've come on here, and you've tried to get my goat a few times with this Kendall Windham nonsense.
No, you didn't support me with that Sting and Luger thing against Tony C, but I'm never going to forget that.
Listen. And then you came on here and you stirred shit with Tony C about the Sting Hogan controversy.
Oh, because Tony C knows what's up with that. Tony C knows.
I mean, talk about rivalries. Here's a feud that spanned almost a year with these two back and forth talking about Sting and Hogan, who really came out on top, to the point that we had to have a round table to really
have another one in December this year.
The only reason why Tony C won is because Tony C was the co-host at the time. If Tony C was just calling in, Double A would have sided me. Double A loves WCW, and he know Hogan came in and destroyed it. And he didn't want to... He was torn. He didn't know what to do. He destroyed the horses and everything else.
I won because of backstage politics.
So. Yep, that's what you won because you're part of the clique. That's why you won. So we're just gonna go ahead with that. Right. I just want to say this network has provided me with some really cool relationships, friendships, and I'm thankful for that. Thankful for the opportunity to. Had to be a personality on the air and have a show on the air.
It's also provided you with a lot of long phone calls.
A lot of boy band drama, if you want to call it that. And They're gonna make a I don't know who's gonna pick it up. I don't know if it's gonna be BET, if it's gonna be Lifetime, or if it's gonna be VH1. But somebody's gotta pick this story up.
It'll be picked up. Don't worry.
30 for 30 or rainy.
Don't worry. If we can't do it on Lifetime or something, we'll do it somewhere.
Oh, it gotta be on Century.
Who gonna play Surfer?
Yeah,
who's give me some time. I'll think of somebody who can play
Surfer. It's unfortunate that guy who played Woody on Sanford and Son is dead.
I was gonna say him. He was gonna do it. You know, and all he needed is his little satchel, and he'd be good to go.
Oh, but, man.
You know,
he just had to come out of that hiding from that clown cave you've been in all this time.
Listen,
can I say something real quick, Double A? And I know you press for time, you want to get through the callers, but I just got to say this real quick. I know many of us have, but I kept in contact with Surfer when he was in his dilapidated state.
When he was convalescing.
Yeah, when he was convalescing. And you know, he's a very demanding individual. I heard him tell
listen. How many people do you know get upset that they got a whole wheat bun instead of a plain roll? Yep. For the hamburger, okay?
Well, that's the thing, though. He got upset with one of the nurses because she promised to walk him. You know how often people get walked? Yeah, so you're going to come back around.
I didn't get upset over no nurse. You must have heard that wrong.
Okay. Sorry, Surfer. Then he got upset because he didn't watch his programs because they did something to him. He said they scrambled it. That something they did something to him. So these are the things but somehow he found ways to watch these movies that were in theaters while he was in there.
So I got that hook up here, but still
he's a pirate, man.
No internet connection, somehow he was able to. But so I don't know.
Use straight data.
Long live Surfer.
Yeah, but please, we need him to live long. Because if something happens, we're going to be short on material.
We know Surfer is a diva, man. He high maintenance.
But again, if you want to laugh at something, okay, and this one involves Lee, if you want to laugh at something, again, you got to go back and listen to the chicken spread episode, because that night, Lee laughed harder, I think, more than any other episode.
That was hilarious.
Because every time we found out a little bit more information, it sent Lee into another tailspin where he couldn't stop laughing. And,
Didn't you try it on Air Double A?
I did. I tried the chicken spread on the air one time. So,
you know, I don't even remember that episode, and I don't even think what I said was that bad. He just lost his shit for no apparent reason. I was just trying to figure out what it was. But he's the one that's talking about how he would make these pre-made vending machine sandwiches for Comic-Con and how he got caught.
We asked him, do you cut the crust? Do you do this? Do you do that? And, you know, we kept asking, and each answer was more absurd than the one before.
Well, you know, it's a spreadable chicken.
Why would I cut the crust?
It was stuff like that we were asking, and it wasn't necessarily that question, but it was stuff like that. And every time we answered, Lee would start bust out laughing again.
So, see, I gotta go back to the hotel, force myself to go back to sleep.
Well, the last time we saw each other, and I don't know if I'm gonna see him this year. I don't know if he comes or not, but he accosted people. Cosplayers that he wanted pictures of the Surface. Phil's met him. I know that
he's a bully.
Unnameable met him. Chris Benoit. We call him Chris Benoit. You know.
I discovered that person looks like Godzilla recently.
Yeah.
Who? What?
What'd you just say?
I discovered that particular person looks like Godzilla recently.
No.
So.
Nah.
Which Godzilla? The new Japanese one?
No, the Godzilla from the 90s, I would think. Go back and look. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I don't know.
That 90s movie.
Anyways, go ahead, Lee. What were you saying?
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, Surfer has provided, you know, he is for this network, Surfer has been a pillar. Because I think for one, for like, I forget, for like 84 weeks straight, he was on every episode of every show, even if it meant him falling asleep to make it through the episode. So I give him
a certain streak going.
Man, he had a streak going of how many. I think Ripken had, 5-1-3-1 or 3-1-5-1 for the longest games played. Surfer has been for the longest
consecutive.
I mean, he gets comfortable in his recliner, with his what was that foot soak he said he used?
That I don't remember.
It was some type of powdered foot soap he said. I don't know, but
Dr.
I give it up.
Scholes.
Surfer is the man, and we thank you, Surfer. I want to thank AA for creating this Rant Entertainment. It goes deeper than wrestling, and I just really want to thank you. This show has been. I remember being in the hospital with pneumonia, and having to listen. And God bless Prom Child. Prom Child can't.
Don't forget about Prom when Surfer cuss you out.
Surfer, which if Surfer even dreamed
he
about,
he did
Surfer,
cuss you out. Oh, that night you said something about that
The blow up doll.
That blow up doll.
Y'all had to find that episode because I don't know what I said, but it upset him.
It upset him. Give me 2 minutes.
Tony C is like the archive of, I don't know how to work. You remember that, but yeah, I don't know what's
the data crime at the rain.
He'll find it. Don't worry, he'll find it.
That porcelain, whatever it was.
It was a porcelain. It was a porcelain doll or something, and it set Surfer off because Surfer was walking home from the movies when that happened. And he called in, and from the second he got on the line, he tore into Lee.
Well, y'all get upset with me. How about this whole battle he had with Tony C when Tony C was screenshotting pictures of him on comic book Silver Surfer Thanos choking him out and everything else? Let's not forget, when AA went off on the air and flipping out, and I remember that that wasn't too long ago either. It's been some stuff that's happened on.
Let me tell you something. We've done the show, right? But some of us that are on this call now are privy to some of the shit that has happened off the air after doing this show, and let me tell you, the stuff that has happened off the air a lot of times was funnier than the stuff that happened on the air.
Yeah, that Barney stuff. Well, it was some stuff that, it was some stuff that went on the,
Grimace and things like that, yeah.
That was Grimace.
There was one night in particular that I remember that we all started laughing. It may have been the Grimace thing. That we started laughing and we couldn't stop laughing. It was one of those things that I was crying because I was laughing so much. But
for those that don't know, this is what we had back in the day. We would be on the air and we'd get off and AA would sign up. Well, back in the Blog Talk days, it was fun because this is back when I was working overnights, and it was cool because Blog Talk used to cut you off after a certain time.
At the 2-hour mark.
Yeah. And then, if you were still, if you were on the call, you still got to be. And those were back in the Lala.
Yeah. And speaking of Lala, let me see. Do I have a Lala drop here? Let me see here.
Outfit.
I don't know. I don't know if I got to look for a Lala drop, but let's not forget Lala and the night she came on after the Jerry Springer appearance.
God damn it. It's episode 403.
403?
Yep. Go to the 45-minute mark.
Okay, hold on. Let me see here. 403, 45 minutes in. Let me see here. 403. May 5th, 2015. You said 45 minutes. All right, here we go. Let's take you back to 2 years ago on the Rant.
Guys, I answered my prayer yesterday when they teamed up the two sweetest women in professional wrestling, and y'all just ruined it for me. Thanks a lot.
Your blue dog got nipples showing through her gown.
What the fuck would you know?
I'm looking at
the show. Damn, he's got some heat in his voice.
You hear that bass he got? Hey, look, the old man, the thing rose up to the old man, didn't it?
There was some F in that fuck. There was some
Oswald Cobblepot made it home quick.
Oswald Cobblepot.
Anyway.
Hey, hold on. He said, fuck you, Tony Sight. Surfer is heated, boy. He cut his best promo this year.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Are you finished? Are you finished?
Oh, Surfer. Look at that.
He got hurt, man.
Damn.
Hey, that was
a good one.
So when he cussed the movie theater out because the water pressure was lowering that damn water power.
You cuss no movie theater out. Y'all just making shit up.
No, we not. You did cuss that. You was like, the damn water fountain pressure was low, and I stuck my...
Instead of filling it up at home.
Exactly. He gets so upset. I remember when Tony, he was calling every Tuesday, he run home from the movies, screening calls to make sure nobody was talking ill about John Cena. I remember.
Just making shit up.
No.
But anyway, I want to say thank you so much for Christmas, and here's the... I can't be 500 more, because I don't. That's a long way to go. But.
Jesus, that's another 10 years.
He is to many, many.
Well, thank you, Lee, and thank you for being a part of this this show. You have given us a lot of great
memories.
Great memories. You know, too many to name. I got to tell you, just too many.
Don't get mad and push the refrigerator on Lee. Okay, don't do that.
For him to teleport.
No, for him to drive the limo back and not think people know it's him. That's all I have.
Well, and I know Mr. Hightower tried calling back in, because we've been deluged with calls today. Man, but...
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and get off the hot tower and call in. I'm just going to say, you know, Jasmine, if you're out there somewhere, Jasmine, call it. Jasmine and who else? Ralph.
Oh, for God's sake. Ralph.
Hell no, man.
No. I'm going to say this and hang up. The last thing I remember Ralph doing was when Ralph...
Ruined the closing.
Ralph! It has to be clean, Ralph! It has to be clean! Clean, Ralph! It needs to be clean. Stop it! Stop it, Ralph! It has to be clean!
Double A, I think you should lift your swag band for the night.
No. For what?
Hey, Lee. Ralph has been around. He called during the last few episodes of call-in, so he's been around.
He just doesn't call into this show anymore because he knows with those great one-liners of his.
Waka, 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 waka. Hey, waka, waka.
He's going to get that again.
He made somebody else do that on this airwaves one time. We need to talk about that.
Yeah. Jeez.
Now, let me say this. When Ralph would call in there, speaking in tongues.
Exactly.
With the subway system, with the subway in the background.
I could have been on this show, but it may have happened on the call-in show. The night that his wife. When we told Ralph about the, how the hell could you go on the subway or something like that, and his girlfriend yells in the background something that she don't care, she don't give a shit, she'll blow him on the subway or something like that.
I remember that. Yeah,
that's calling show.
Yeah. So.
Nope. Wife. No. But yeah, he's done that. Him and
Dr. J.
Oh my.
Who is active on social media but doesn't call this show anymore, but Dr. J. He's another character too. You know, the Dr. J, the day that his girlfriend beat him up on the air, you know.
Last time I talked to Dr. J, he was searching for ghosts. And, I was, you know, I talked to him a couple times.
Who was
times.
About to get raped at the grocery store?
Who what?
Who was about to get raped at the grocery store?
That was Ralph. Ralph got it in the grocery store. That was Ralph.
Are you serious?
What?
Ralph was about to get raped in the grocery store?
Oh, no, that's not Ralph, that's Shane. Shane almost got raped in the grocery store, but Ralph had an incident in the grocery store too, if I recall. Ralph had an incident also in the grocery store. I'm trying to find my Dr. J screen, but...
You talking about California Shane or Sugar Shane?
Sugar Shane.
California.
No, okay. Sugar yeah. Shane. Sugar California Shane... Shane. He just had a thing with Jasmine, and that was it.
Lee, were you ever on the Rex Plex by chance, too?
We're trying to figure out who made their made the rounds on all the shows here.
I didn't do Mickey Mouse. But, no.
You're not going.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Can I just talk about one thing real quick? I don't know if it can. It has to count. There was a post show that took place. See, I'm trying to be hate. What was the post show? They were on the pre show.
That was the WrestleMania one, I think. Or no, wait a minute, No. You're right. Lee's right. That was like TLC or something.
I'm fucking hosting.
That was during the first host swap.
That was during the first host swap. That's right.
I'm fucking hosting. Like, why don't you guys take the night off? And I got this shit.
That's not one of our most shining moments.
It is a shining moment.
No.
Man.
Hold on.
You never know what's going on. It's like the WWF around here. You never know what's going to happen.
You can't. You know what? Just like Roman Reigns, no more R's. All right, Rage. No more. Rex. That's it. All right.
You know what, Lee? The Bible said they come in threes. They come in threes. All
right, I'll talk to y'all later. Look, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Lee.
All right. Come in threes.
I finally found Dr. J's scream. Hold on.
Oh.
There you go. Okay. He screamed one day like that. Anyways. When we
get into the 10-year anniversary later on this song, we're going to talk about how William banished people off his show. And firing people on Threads. So,
oh man, that's just
July. We're gonna have an expose on the Rant E Network in July. Too hot for radio. Too hot for podcast. Telling all the dirt.
Too funny, man. Too funny.
I'm gonna sell my story to CNN and Don Lemon.
You know who else who hadn't been around, guys? And I tried to text him today, as a matter of fact. Nobody.
Yeah, nobody hasn't been around in a long time. That's right. Nobody who made a big stink in the chat room when I called him out and that he never called into the show. and then, you know, whatever.
He got upset with me one night on calling the show as well, so I don't know what's up.
Oh, man. But, yeah, it's just... It's too funny. We've gone through so much, man. See now, I want to go back. I might have
to make a return.
I might have to go back. I might have to go back now and listen to that whole episode now, Tony. See the one that you found.
Oh, what is it? You gonna laugh your ass?
Let me see. Let me go back to that one.
403.
Four. Hold on. Hold on. Let me see. Let me scan ahead again. How did that go again? Surfer.
Thanks a lot.
Your blue dog got nipples. Her nipples showing through the her gown.
The fuck would you know?
I'm looking at
you. Oh my god,
keep that as a drop.
Okay. So
that drop
is almost bad as gay motherfucker. No, gay motherfuckers always gonna be worse than that.
No, that's always gonna be worse. That's always gonna be worse, man.
Oh, this ten years show gonna be monumental, boy.
Of course. Wait a minute. Lee? Hold on. No, Lee hung up.
Oh,
all right. No, and of course, Surfer's first infamous drop was...
Come on, don't be white.
Okay. So...
Yep.
So... Oh, man. Anyways, let's see. We've got Hightower on the horn.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
The first time I ever listened was, I think, late 2011.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I did not like Problem Child. So he kind of made me like him.
A lot of people didn't like Problem Child.
Like him. I just didn't like him.
A lot of people don't realize that as much of a character Problem Child was, a lot of people used to send me a lot of emails saying they did not like Problem Child. And there were a couple of times I had to pull Problem Child aside. I said, Problem Child, listen. You're getting too much heat. You gotta tone it down a little bit. because this I don't know how much more of this we could take. And
parts of mowing, he getting all that.
And he did. I remember.
Give Problem Challenge props though, because he used to call me off the air, and he was an avid Saints fan, even a bigger Saints fan than me. And he used to call me all the time off the air to talk about him. So
there was the I'm gonna play it right real quick here. There was one night in particular that I'm gonna play. It's from the we used it as the
you ain't talking about the Briskins.
No. There was one night in particular. Now this is heard. You know, we used it in the tribute show we did for Problem Child. But the week before this little clip that I'm about to play, the week before I had to talk to Problem Child. Problem Child, you need to settle down because you're getting a little aggressive on the air. And this is Problem Child's response to that. Listen to the intro of this particular episode. Hold on. Welcome everybody to the rant. Double A, as always, here for the 245th time, alongside the Problem Child.
Hey, how y'all doing out there? It's the Problem Child here with some cool, easy listening.
So he says he tones it down, and he because I told him, I said, you gotta calm down a little bit. You gotta scale back just a pinch because you're a little too rough on the air. And that was his response. Hey, this is the Problem Child.
Try to rein PC in, man.
Oh man,
PC was like a wild style. You just had to let him go.
Too funny.
Especially when Bully Ray won that title.
Oh man,
it was over. And then every week.
And then, you know, as I go back, you know, we have a lot of audio here, just of crap that we've accumulated over the years, just promos and things like that. I go in here, I you know, we've got not that I'm trying to bust in balls or anything, but like we've got you know, the Surfer's original ID.
Hey, this is the man they call Surfer, and you're listening to RantEnRadio.com, the opinions you love and the histories you crave.
The histories, not just history, but the histories. I've got a couple here of some of the other ones that we've done. Like, let me see here. Let me see. Where is
Hey, this is Lee from the Ringside Report, and you're listening to Talk Wrestling Radio.
So you know, we got a few. I got a couple of Williams, and William had to recut his like three or four times because his kids were screaming in the background. Hold on, let me see here. Let me see. I think I got them. Let me see, William. No, that's not it. That's, hold on. I'm gonna find it. Oh wait, I think this is it.
An Enigma.
No, that's not it either. Hold on. That's not it. Hold on. William, I think it's under William ID. No? I guess I don't have them anymore. I thought I did.
This is William Morgan, host of the Wrestling Calling Show, and you're listening to the Talk Wrestling Radio Network at twinetwork.com.
Now, that was probably the final cut there, because there was a couple that William had done that were just, they were bad because his kids were running rampant in the background. No, where's I know I've got the original cut here before. Let's see, spots. We've got all the VO work. I'm surprised I don't actually have the original audio, because I have I got Surfers. I got
you got that Surfer one where they say, "Hey, this is Surfer."
I just played that.
Hey, this is the man they call Surfer.
Okay. Let me see here. I got a lot of
this.
No, that's an ID for that. Let me see here. Where the hell is that ID? We've got.
Is this show almost over?
No, it's not.
So we're gonna go 4 hours this time.
Oh, problem. We got Problem Child's ID.
Hey, this is Problem Child from the rant, and you're listening to the Talk Wrestling Radio Network.
And that was that. And that was the last cut. Problem Child had to cut that about six times, also, because he couldn't get it out clearly. He kept fumbling his words. But yeah, those were some good times. A lot of random, like I said, random shit we've got here in the Let me see here. What is this? This is Rant Commercials VO.
Every Tuesday night, join Double A and the gang as they run down everything that is going on.
Here we go.
This is William Morgan, host of the Wrestling Carlin Show, and you're listening to the Talk Wrestling Radio Network. All the wrestling talk with none of the ego.
See? We couldn't use that. So,
he is all the stars, man.
So we ultimately had to recut that, and but man. Anyways, it has been a ball. 500 episodes. I've had a blast. We'll be here probably for another 500 more. Who knows? Any final thoughts here from the gallery?
Nah, it's been a fun night.
It has been. We laughed a lot.
This has almost been as fun as the weekend I spent at the fire
at the firehouse. What?
No, the fire festival.
What the hell is a fire festival?
The hell is that?
It was down in the islands, man. It cost like $12,500.
That Ja Rule thing?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, please.
I'm only for the rule, baby.
You know, I heard the Shining Wizards talking about that before coming on the air here. They were talking about how the whole thing with Ja Rule, and it was like a Somalian thing.
You pay
thing.
That money, you get to hang out with Ja Rule?
And I said,
no, they were supposed to be doing like this, you know, weekend, like, luxury concert where people was paying like $12,000 to like $250,000.
And their food was a ham, or not even a ham, a cheese sandwich.
Yeah, they showed the picture of two slices of bread with a single unwrapped cheese, Kraft cheese, and some lettuce and tomatoes on the side. That was because they supposed to get gourmet food, and they advertise it like you'd be down there, luxury villas and models everywhere and stuff, and swimming, and then they had like FEMA tents set up for the people.
Not FEMA tents, oh hell no.
They had tents for people to stay in that paid like the VIP.
Wow.
So and the headline was supposed to have been Blink 182.
Oh my god.
They should have let them stay in the house. The house, the Bray Wyatt house.
We didn't talk wrestling. Well, we didn't talk. That house was on for sale, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that.
I know. I heard.
You know,
it's in Missouri somewhere.
It's in Missouri because last week they did TV in Louisville and in Kansas City.
What I said, they bought the house for Maurice.
From who?
Maurice. She's a real estate agent.
She probably was.
Yeah, the house is still on sale.
No. She probably brokered the deal to be able to use the house. They utilized her to get that.
Right. The house is still on sale, but it was an as-is thing, so they kind of paid to like allow them to fuck it up some more.
Oh man, too funny.
They buy it so they
in the ceiling.
They can flip
that costs extra.
Part of you know when they flip a house, they got to do the demolition.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Babies.
And
that's the antique refrigerator they use too.
Somebody made reference by the way. Box. Let me tell you.
I love how Randy Orton was able to shave between the house.
Just about to say that. They said that Orton shaved between because the segment was taped during the week, and obviously the match happened on Sunday.
Wasn't tired of getting his ass whooped in houses. I know that. Going in houses.
He needs to stop going to houses. Exactly.
Almost.
Didn't Triple H whip his ass in the house?
Yes, he did. That's what he's referring to.
Threw him out the window, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Stay his ass out of houses. He 0-2 in houses.
he seems to be safer in cars than houses. Because when John Cena chased him out the arena, he jumped in that car.
I've seen him on that.
We're talking about Orton.
I get what you're saying, William. It always go back. I don't know.
I was talking about Orton being chased into a car. It had nothing to do with Cena.
Damn it, server.
Well, what can I say?
I'm just glad everybody made it out the little shop of horrors, Matt. So now when Ginger become the champion. y'all
say that, Tony. See, dude, say that blasphemy, Tony. Blasphemy.
Listen, do you see Ginger put the gender bender on?
They've been doing some title changes nobody's been expecting, so maybe they're going to do that one.
Who knows? I tell you, in Chicago, of all places.
He said it, Tony. In Chicago.
I know. We're going to play a drinking game. Every time you say that, in between Die Backlash.
We're working on the schedule for the remainder of the spring going into the summer.
He's doing great balls of fire.
That was the thing.
I was just about to bring
it. Me and Tony C are penciled in not only for me and Tony C are penciled in not only for Backlash, but we're penciled in for great balls of fire.
Guess who thought great balls of fire meant herpes?
Brave.
Give you a hint.
Wow, we're not gonna talk about him.
Hey, Double A, what you think about that clip I sent you earlier this week?
See, okay, let me go back and grab that, because we'll play that. He says, I'm going to play something here. Dr. Doom sent me a clip here that apparently rivals the Harley Race distasteful remark. And hold on, let me scan up here. Here we go. Let me load it up here. 20. Hold on, you said 28:35. So here we go. Listen to this.
Introducing first, weighing in at 210 pounds from Guadalajara, Mexico, Hector Guerrero. Weighing in at 250 pounds. From Atlanta, Georgia, Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff. Hey, Hector, you know what a Reba means? Huh?
Yeah, you know what it means.
It means swim a little faster, the border guards are coming.
Oh, damn.
Almost choked.
Get that from MakeAmericaGreatAgain.com.
Man, smoking on wrestling, dog.
Nothing's more distasteful than what Hulk Hogan has said to Tony Atlas.
No, come on. Hold on, one more time, in case you missed it.
From Atlanta, Georgia, Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff. Hey, Hector, you know what a Reba means? Huh? It means swim a little faster. The border guards are coming.
Wait a minute. What did Bob Connell say? Hold on.
Hey, I tell you, what we got here is something that's very special.
Okay. All right. Bob Connell didn't say anything. He just brushed it off. All right.
Boy, that was enough.
Was that NWA or
that was Smoky Mountain Wrestling?
Oh, Mid-South. Oh, of course, they would say shit like that down Mid-South.
Now, of course...
Smoky Mountain, man.
Smoky Mountain.
I've been watching that wrestling during lunch, man. I'd be cracking up.
Now, if you don't know what we're talking about when it comes to the Harley Race thing...
Wait a minute. We got the 7-time world heavyweight champion here, Mr. Harley Race, along with the Super Invader.
Jesse, let me tell you this. I heard Sting out here a few minutes ago. I heard him running his mouth about Harley Race and Big Van Vader. Let me tell you, just a minute. Ron Simmons, you're a friend of the champion, Mr. Sting. Go do me a favor and be an errand boy and run me back a message for Sting.
Well, let me tell you something. You got your year wrong, and you got my name wrong. This is the year almost 2000. This ain't the 18th century, and my name ain't Gopher. And if you won't Sting, you go get him yourself.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Simmons. 7 different times I was world's heavyweight champion, and I had a boy like you carrying my bag.
Well, that was too insulting. What a distasteful remark. And Simmons has got
a... Okay.
Oh, man. Harley, first he called him a boy.
Yep.
No, he called him a boy at first.
And then he called him a boy
again. I'm
telling
you, Hogan said to what you call him, more distasteful.
Tony Atlas?
Let me see here.
Tony, how are you? Your brand of wrestling, your brand of excitement, second to no one in professional wrestling.
That really captured
the interest of wrestling fans.
Oh, let's see what this is. Hold on.
Tony, you are a credit to professional wrestling. Undoubtedly one of the greatest.
Let me skip ahead a little bit here. Wrestling. Here's Hulk Hogan.
See a body. If you want to see the real Mr. Universe, if you want to see number one, I'm standing right here, and I came out here to show all my fans. Enough of this brown clown here. Here's the real body. Right the
brown
here.
Clown? Is that what you're talking about, Silver?
No, there's a couple of them.
I have brown clown. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. There we go. All right. So, with that. Oh, what can I say, folks? Thank you for 500 wonderful episodes. Next week, this is a dandy. This is a juicy one. Next Tuesday night, we will finally get down to it. We're going to break out our morphers, our zords, our weapons, our everything.
Yeah, Master Vile Appreciation Night.
We're going to talk Power Rangers next Tuesday night right here on the rant. We're going to round table it up. It'll be myself, Tony C. Right now scheduled will be Choppy. I believe we'll also hear from Hightower and whoever else will chime in on this Power Rangers stuff. That's next Tuesday night, 9 o'clock right here on Rant EM Radio. But of course, for the rest of the week, coming up this Thursday, we'll get a brand new episode of Rant Wrestling at 9 p.m. followed by on Friday, which will be a live episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil and Choppy. They're going to be talking about wrestling, and I believe they'll have a throwback this week. Then on Sunday, it's the What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer. And guess what? He's going to be talking about Free Comic Book Day, which is this coming Saturday. So go to your local comic book stores and pick up your comic books right away. Then on Monday, it's an all-new edition of the Sports Report live at 11:15 following Monday Night Raw with William Morgan. Then on Tuesday, 7 o'clock, right here on Rant EM Radio, it's the Shining Wizards. They will be live, followed by this program, The Rant at 9. If you missed the Shining Wizards from earlier tonight, don't worry, stick around, because coming up next will be a rebroadcast of the Shining Wizards with special guest Paul Roma.
Pretty Paul Roma.
Pretty Paul Roma. Hey, what do you want, you know? He was gracious enough to do the show. Former horseman. And that's that. And then, of course, this program will rebroadcast after the replay of The Shining Wizards. Again, any final thoughts from you guys?
Congrats on 500, boss.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And again, thank you to everybody. 500. I'm still having a hard time believing that we've done 500 episodes. Coming up July 21st, I believe is the date, will be our 10th anniversary of this show. And you know, we'll celebrate again. You know, hopefully by then we'll be able to no, I take that back. July 25th. There you go. Tuesday night, July 25th will be our 10th anniversary show. We'll see if we put together some sort of compilation. We'll see if we can track down some of these first appearances and things like that on the show and piece them all together and make them available in a, for everybody to download and listen to. Of course, if you want to go back and revisit the gem that Tony C. reminded us of, that is episode 403 from May 5th, 2015, from 2 years ago. So there you go. With that said, again, thank you to everybody in the chat room. Thank you for everybody listening live. Thank you to my crew, everybody here at Rant EM Radio. It's been a ball. We'll see you next Tuesday night, 9 o'clock, right here on Rant EM Radio. Have a good night, everybody.